Summer Breakfast.
Forget December 25. If you're a footy lover, today is Christmas. And around this time each and every year when the season guide hits the shelves, it's an absolute Bible. The amount of information in this baby Scoob is something to behold. And a power of work, understandably,
the
goes
into the new Miller's Guide.
It's unbelievable. Oh, it's every bit of that and more. And the father of it, of course, is the editor, Mick Lovett. And he's with us, Mick.
Sammy, Simon, nice Mick. To be here.
You feel relieved when you
I
see
do,
this?
Yes.
I see you.
I get to... once the season finishes in September, you know, you get your mates, oh, what are you doing in the off-season? You blokes just must be in the pub all day.
Yep.
And what we're doing in October, November, a bit of December, then we have a break, and then we came back early January and finished this off. So it's 1,236 pages.
It's amazing.
Lots of statistical love.
And I see you in those months, and I'm a bit stressed about trade period as we sort of cross paths in the lift, and you're just as stressed as me because you're getting into the twos and fros of this. Now, and the other thing is, as well as the size of it, is the font has gotten smaller over time. The pages are getting a nice sort of quality page, but thinner as well. So you're cramming so much information in there.
Maybe saving on some printing costs. And,
and Scoob, how good does it look on the front in navy blue?
How does that, Mick, this is a little bit off topic.
Yeah.
But we have Patrick Cripps on the front of the 2023 edition of the AFL Record.
This is going to cause some controversy.
Why? Who chooses that?
Well, it has been tradition since 1998, I think, when Robert Harvey won his second Brownlow. I think that's when we started. Or it might have been Croft. Can't remember. Anyway.
Croft was on the front.
Yeah. So that was 99. So that would have been the 2000 season guide. And my boss, Jeff Slater, at the time, I think we used to run either the previous year's premiers. The very first one in 1996, we had a photo of a player's leg. Now, they talk about a bit, you know, arty, sort of crafty, or something that rhymes with that. And that player's leg actually belongs to a player who is long retired, frequents this building, played for two clubs that wore blue and white, and might dabble in a bit of player management. And yes. Other areas. So, yes, it was Pickers League. So,
no, well, I think it is wrong, if you really want to look at it.
Anyway, so we decided that we would honour the Brownlow medalist from 1999 onwards.
Right.
And it's probably easier in terms of a single player image, and Sam being an old newspaper man, you'd appreciate this, than a bunch of blokes jumping on top of each other. After a grand final.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of, don't worry, Cats fans, there's plenty of photos of...
don't worry, Cats fans. Well, being the big cat that you are,
yeah.
Mick, and look, Colin Carter's had plenty to say of the off-season as well, mind you, that hasn't infiltrated the season guide, but if there was ever a year to go back to the Premier on the front, it was probably this one.
Don't worry, it did cross my mind, but I thought that's probably too much of a personal interest there.
In all seriousness, so it's $39.95. It's a tremendous value. It's on shelves today right across the country. There is so much information in this. I can't get my head around the amount of work that goes into it, Mick. It is a huge body of work. Is there a single thing that's not in here? I mean, I've never gone to look for something and haven't found it. And are you increasing it all the time? You're putting new stuff in all the time?
We are, but we're starting to get limited by the amount of pages. We're almost at capacity because in printing terms, once you get beyond about the 1,200-odd pages, it just gets too big and too difficult to print. So, and each year we're adding lots of pages because of the draft. So maybe one year we might have to split it up and do a draft season guide and then another season guide that might appeal to our commercial people here too.
Now, am I right in saying that our man here features in here somewhere, Simon O'Donnell?
If you go to page 1194.
1194.
Yeah, this is not wisdom, Simon. This is the Bible.
How insulting.
Yeah, so go to 1194. Quick, have a look.
Okay, I'm here.
And there's under the heading AFL Identities, I love that word, identities, who have excelled in other sports. And we've got Olympians.
There you are.
Various sports. We've got, hang on just one sec, Sammy. We've got players who played NFL, and we've got Aaron Sipos, he's in there. Stall gift winners. And, of course, test cricketers who have played AFL. And the great man who sits across me. Is one of 17, if I did my maths correct before I came on. And listed there, 24 games, 18 goals, and six tests. We've even got your batting average, your bowling average. Not much there on the one-day department, but anyway. So you're there amongst football royalty.
Oh, Keith Miller, Laurie Nash.
Have a look.
Ted McDonald, Sam Loxton. Wow, wee. Great. What about the Olympics?
Maxie Walker.
Tangles?
Yeah.
So, Mick, I mean, for those who have been living under a rock, and it's impossible to think, but they wouldn't know what's in it, it goes through club by club. Every player who plays the game's got a bio as well on here. All the lists, all the historical records, all the miscellaneous, everything, all the grand finals, and a lot of them have got write-ups on what transpired, and they've got the team lineups, the stats. It's endless. But what are the key features and pages? I mean, what are the parts of this that you're most proud of, that you come back to?
Probably the club sections, because I think that's where most people, we've all got club interest at heart. So you go there and you look at even just little things like who was president of Geelong when they won the 2007 premiership. Well, it was obviously Frank Costa.
But I go to that all the time, the leadership table.
And you can see even it'll have the leading goal kicker of the year and what percentage of goals they kicked for the team. So you'll know who's had a good year. The draft section, I was just saying to Joel before, you can go there and have a look at the draft hits and misses. And inevitably, I'm drawn to the 2004 national draft when Richmond missed out on Buddy. And I think a few drafts before that, they might have missed out on Pav. But I just enjoy the whole body of work. It's you bounce around. You're going from the club section to the draft section to goals, finals. Even the goal section, one of the ones I love, players have kicked a goal with their first kick, and it's only 310. And quite often you might sidle up to a bloke who says, "Oh, I kicked a goal with my first kick in AFL footy." Well, it's listed there.
And there's got to be a deadline regardless. I mean, you have to have a deadline at some point. So with the preseason supplemental selection, but that'd be that'd keep you awake at night.
Yeah, that throws us out a bit because that, I think, closes next Wednesday. So unfortunately, we're not going to get, and there's a few clubs have still got selections available. So we won't get those in. They will be in the footy record once the season's up and running on March 16, but we've just got to have a cut-off in late January when we go to print.
And it's incredible with all these amount of pages on and all this information, very rarely a mistake in there. The proofreading.
Oh, well, I'll give a shout-out to my mate Gary Hancock. He does a super job, and Cole Hutchison and Swamp with the stats. And then we've got a production team there that put it all together. So
as I mentioned, Mick, $39.95. Where can people get it if they're listening?
Newsagents, bookstores. That's nationally today. So go and have a look. And, of course, as we mentioned, Patrick Cripps on the front.
Jeez, it looks good in blue. What a photo of the great man, Scoop.
As long as you had nothing to do with it, that's what I was getting at before.
Me?
I'm happy that the Brownlow medalist is on there. What club he comes from is obviously showcased. But when you looked and saw Cripps on the front, I thought, no.
You might have been alluding to the fact that maybe Lachie Neale should have been there, given he was possibly...
Settle down, Mick. Let's not get political with the tribunal.
So I've gone to page 295, which is interesting reading.
Plenty. Well, you can tell me about that after this break because we need to get Mick on his way. We need to get to an ad break. Mick, well done. Great amount of work. Now you can relax a bit.
Thank you, fellas.
Mick Lovett there from the AFL record, the AFL season guide.
He used to write cricket, you know.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah.
Knows his stuff. AFL season guide, $39.95. Absolute Bible. Get yourself a copy. We'll be back after this.